So he says to make the mind empty, and he thought kendo was a good way to do this. But he said, if you lose intensity and you just develop clever tricks of winning with a bamboo sword, then it's no help to you in life. And the same applies to judo. There are people who are very strong in judo against a really tough opponent. Very strong. And they'll take a lot of injuries. But they're rotten at mathematics. Oh, I've never been any good at mathematics. Oh, no, I can't. Figures, oh no, God. As weak as water. I said, well, what can I do? I've never been any good. Well, get a square of numbers and add them up every morning till you can add 300,000 or 400,000. Go down like that and add them up in the total. Go on, in 2 months you'll be expert. Oh, I've never been any good at figures. Oh, and the Tokusai says, Semui, giving a freedom from this instinctive fear. Oh no, I can't do that. I'm good at this. Well, now one thing more is he says that the posture in kendo, now they, between the different branches, culture. There's a certain amount of interchange. The kendo men hold themselves to be somehow superior to the judo men. We don't agree with that. And they haven't got their little swords. Where are they? anyway, there's a certain amount. Now, the one of the things they say, for instance, is that in Japan, the Zen was influenced strongly by the kendo. Not merely that it influenced the kendo so strongly, but it was influenced by kendo so strongly. And the one example they give is now we've got big two pictures, is the posture. I don't know if you'll be able to see these. This is Omori. Now you can see he's got the sword here, and balancing the sword, it makes this, he's an old man there, but it makes a rather upright posture. And it's to see a good swordsman. You notice his hand, his right hand, is holding so delicately. Remember about the chicken and the newly born chicken coming out of the egg. So delicate and yet firm. But this posture here. Well, now they say, look at the Chinese pictures of the Zen. Now, in the Chinese pictures, the Zen master's nearly always got his head thrust forward, as he has here. Well, this is one of the things they say. Of course, these pictures are symbolic. It's a symbolic representation. And anyway, the Zen people now hold themselves very like kendo men. They criticize judo men for their poor posture. But when we say, well, we're not... he says, Tokusai says, you can have an inner posture, which is far more important than the outer posture. And it is of this calm freedom. Not glaring, not stamping. Now, one of the things about this is, if the eyes can be fully open and glaring, or the eyes can be fully shut, total withdrawal. Or the eyes can be like this. And one of the examples said, it's like a tiger on a hillside looking at the distant landscape through half-shut eyes. He sees it. Tiger, enormously powerful, but he's at rest on his hillside, looking calmly through. And he says that there's this this inner posture which you can have. Well, will you read now one more of the cut on the side of the trunk? Yes. And notice here that there's the technical side of it, which we needn't bother to explain. And then notice when he speaks of the inspiration.
The cut at the side of the trunk. This cut cannot be made until opponent exposes his side by himself attacking the head. It is an example of Kono-sen, taking over the initiative, or the lead from behind, roughly counterattack. If the path of the sword stroke is not right, and unity of vital energy and sword and body is not preserved, it not merely fails, but in fact invites a defeat. If he does not realize that it has to be a counterattack after the opponent has taken the lead, this stroke at the side will be futilely beating the air, and he will be open to counterattack himself. When it is said here that it must be a counterattack, namely taking over the lead, that does not mean holding back with the idea of waiting for him with a counterattack. It means that one's own body, vital energy, and mind are fully at one. But independent of that, the lightning stroke comes about of itself, without one's knowing or realizing it. This is what is meant by Gono-sen, taking over the lead or counterattack. The real Gono-sen means penetration of the spirit of the opponent.
When you saw that, takes place of itself. And this can only happen when the mind is clear and empty. Then these things which have been practiced, the techniques which have been practiced, can flower without any internal opposition. Otherwise, there's always the thought, when making the attack, is this going to come off? And what happened? What do I do if it fails? Now, will you try the thrust?
Thrust. These days, one rarely sees the thrust, because if the thrust at the throat fails, one will be cut oneself. This shows a lack of determination. There must be a hishi, all or nothing spirit, resolution to die. The body must be thrown as fodder for the opponent's sword. If there is not the attitude of the spirit bull smashing down an iron mountain, he is sure to get cut off halfway through his thrust. The essential thing is to cut out a feeling of half faith, half doubt. But when practicing with each other, it is best to keep the normal Seigan distance and make the thrusts lightly.
Well, that thrust, when it's made as he describes it, it's almost like a rugby tackle into the sword. But as he says, when practicing with each other, you don't keep doing that. That comes in a contest or in an actual fight where it's all thrown away. But in the ordinary contest, it's done lightly.